Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, July 24th, last full week of July in the year 2017. We're glad you're tuned in and listening today, and I do hope that you are enjoying a good day in the Lord and the blessings of the Lord. I want to thank God for a good day in the house of God yesterday. I thank the Lord for His blessings and His grace. Amen. I preached yesterday morning, and Brother Hall preached on Sunday night. That's the plan. I'm making these recordings a little bit ahead because of the fact that I'm leaving out to go to Virginia and be in a camp meeting there in Fishersville, Virginia. And that meeting is Monday through Thursday. And I've left out a little bit early on Sunday in order to break it up a little bit and then be able to get in there on Monday early. And then I'm going to swing by North Carolina, pick my wife up. Most of you know she's been staying with her mother and father as her mother had cancer surgery almost 2 weeks ago now, a week and a half ago. And she's been helping her as she recovers. And so the plan is to pick her up, bring her back to Kentucky, and I'll spend a couple of days there with my in-laws as well. So if you will pray for us, pray for my travels, pray for the preaching this week as we be there in the camp meeting. Pray that God would bless and use it for His glory and His honor, and that God would help somebody to come to Christ. Amen. And also this week, the Sturgis Baptist Church, that's a little closer to home here, they're having revival this week, homecoming and revival. They had homecoming yesterday and preaching yesterday morning and evening. And then tonight through Wednesday night, Brother Brady Rochester will be preaching each night. He preached yesterday, be preaching tonight as well. And through Wednesday night, his family will be singing. And I'd like to invite you to go and be with them there. Pastor Joey Durham, I'm sure, will be glad to make you welcome. And the folks there make you welcome. They're easily located there at 620 Adams Street. And that's in Sturgis, Kentucky. And so I'd like to encourage you to go and be with them in their services. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and I'd like for you to pray with us at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love You and thank You for loving me. Father, I know that there was nothing in me that caused You to love me. You just loved me because You did. I want to thank You for being such a good God, such a loving God, wonderful God. And Lord, I want to thank You for saving me from my sins. Lord, I pray that You'd save others. I know that if You save me, You can others. I'm thinking right now, dear Lord, of a person, an individual that needs to turn to Christ. They've heard the truth, and they know the truth. They know enough to be saved if knowledge could save them. But Father, I pray that You would deal with their heart and deal with their soul and bring them, as the Scripture says, to the knowledge of salvation, to a place of faith and repentance, that they'd believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved by the good grace of God. Father, I pray for that unspoken request that we've been praying about, a need that's very serious. Father, I pray that You'd intervene and work in that particular case. I do pray for my mother-in-law. Thank You for bringing her through the surgery well. I pray that You'd touch her and help her as she recovers. Father, I pray You'd be with Mrs. Hall and continue to strengthen and help her as well. And Lord, for the others here with needs here in the church, we've got a number of folks that are under the weather, have a lot of different health problems. I pray that You would touch them, and Lord, that You would meet their needs. Lord, I do pray that You'd use this broadcast now. Lord, I pray that You would anoint the preaching and the singing, every bit of it be for Your glory and honor. Please bless the revival meeting going on at Sturgis, the camp meeting going on at the Midway Bible Baptist Church there in Fishersville, Virginia. Would You bless that meeting as well and have Your way? We ask it all in Jesus' lovely and precious name. Amen. And amen. Well, I do appreciate you praying with us, and we're going to get ready to look in the Scriptures now here in just a moment. We're looking at Hebrews chapter number 11, verses 24 through 27 today for our reading, and this whole week, Hebrews 11, verse 24 through 27. But before we turn there, I've got Benjamin coming around singing a solo for us, one that he recorded here earlier when they were in Kentucky some time back, and he's going to be singing for us, "If You Knew Him Like I Know Him." I trust this song will be a blessing to your heart. Our Bible reading for this week is found in Hebrews chapter number 11, verses number 24 through 27. The Bible says, By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Well, this week we're looking at a number of verses. The last several weeks we've just looked at one verse for each week. Now we're going to look at these four verses, Hebrews 11, 24 through 27. I'm going to deal with Moses and his choices. Now, last week we looked at Moses, actually his birth. We called it the child of faith. We dealt with the faith of his mother and father. Now we see that faith proceeding down to their son, Moses, and he's making some choices. So here are the choices of faith. Can I say to you that faith guided Moses in the most important choices that he would ever make in his life? Our text records some of these important choices. Moses made these choices in our text when he came to years. That's the phrase that is made there. In other words, he had grown a little bit. These choices were not made for him, but he made them. Had Moses not made these choices himself, we probably would have never heard of Moses. But faith caused him to make the right choices, and as a result, Moses is one of the great heroes of the faith. Moses is a household name. Amen. One of the most revered patriarchs of the Jews. He's the great lawgiver. He's the great emancipator of Israel. He's the author of the first five books of the Bible. He's one of the elders who obtained a good report here in Hebrews chapter number 11. He's a man of faith. Can I say to you that our choices are so vitally important in our life? We may not realize how important they are. I doubt Moses realized how important these decisions were the moments in which he was making them. Often we think so very little about the choices we make. Yet so seemingly little choices are actually many times big choices. The reason is because these choices turn the helm of our life just enough to lead us off course or on course. Sometimes way down the road, years later, we'll see how that one little choice made a lot of difference. How important it is that we make choices by faith, not just by chance, not just by feelings, but we make choices that will honor God, choices that believe God, choices that will lead us into a profitable life instead of a wasted life. Amen. Now, as we deal with this particular point, the choices that Moses made in his life, I want to point out to you, if I can, this week, 7 points that we're going to deal with about the choices of Moses that we call the choice of faith. First of all, I want to deal with the presence of faith. That is his choice of creed. Look in Hebrews 11, verse number 24, the first verse that we read in today's opening. By faith, Moses. Just those three words. You see, Moses at the time, this is talking about when he was come to years, Moses was living not only in Egypt's land, not only was he out of the promised land and in Egypt's land, but Moses was out of the house of Israel and was in the palace of Pharaoh. It's interesting to me that faith sometimes shows up in most unexpected places. In Luke chapter number 8, we find that one of Herod's own stewards had a wife who was a follower of Christ. Let me show you that in Luke chapter number 8, verse number 1. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, look at this, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him with their substance. Now that's verse number 3 of Luke chapter number 8 tells us that Joanna, who was the wife of Chuza, who was Herod's steward. Herod was a wicked king, and yet he had a man in his in his administration, if you want to say it that way, in his cabinet that he trusted, and that man's wife was a follower of Jesus. I'm interested in the fact that faith can show up in some strange places sometimes. Then in Philippians chapter number 4, and I preached a whole message on this, verse number 22, Paul says this as he's writing from Philippi, or writing to Philippi. He says, and he's in prison in Rome, he says, "All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household." I've played that broadcast a time or two, I don't remember exactly, a few times, as a special broadcast, in the point of preaching that there are saints even in Caesar's household. Amen. So I'm looking at this fact that Moses had faith, even though he was in the palace of Pharaoh. Now, last week I talked about Moses' parents, and I began that message noting the fact of the presence of faith in their lives. They walked by faith in spite of the fact that there were many Hebrews around them that had been given over to idolatry. I talked about that found in Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 6 through 8. I talked earlier about how that Sarah, Abraham's wife, was listed as an example of faith, and that she had been more noted for her doubts than for her faith in the book of Genesis. But then when we come to Hebrews, we find that she does indeed have strong faith. Well, here in this point this week, I want to point out and make note of the fact, with surprise, that Moses was walking by faith. You see, Moses chose a creed to live by. He chose to live by God's word. Amen. He chose to live by belief and faith in God's word. Now, our surprise about Moses having faith here in Pharaoh's palace is even greater, really, than our surprise about Sarah and about Moses' parents, though their faith had been most unexpected. But our surprise about Moses is the fact that he had been raised by an ungodly heathen woman. He had been raised by an ungodly heathen man, Pharaoh and Pharaoh's daughter. He had been raised in an ungodly and heathen palace for the first several years of his life. He had been given probably the finest education that Pharaoh could obtain for this man that he would call his grandson. Amen. Matter of fact, Acts chapter number 7 and verse number 22 tells us that, quote, "Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians." Moses had an education that went against everything the Word of God stood for. Moses had an education, much like the education system of the day, that taught him not to believe in God, taught him all kinds of fables, and taught it as fact, as they taught theory and thoughts and dreams and things such as that, as if it were so true and that they knew it was true, and yet it was a lie. But when Moses got to be about 40 years old, Moses had chosen a creed of faith to live by. He had chosen to follow God. He had chosen to follow the Word of God instead of the word of the Egyptians or the gods of the Egyptians or the idols of the Egyptians. Amen. Moses was committed to faith as well as anybody could be committed to faith. Amen. Moses had faith in God that I believe was as strong as anybody's faith could ever be. Amen. He had strong faith. Now, I'm looking back at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 24. I'll read these words again. "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter." What caused him to refuse that? Faith did. "Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God." Wait a minute. How did he make that choice? How could he choose to suffer with the people of God? Because he believed that it would be for a season. Because he believed that the pleasures of sin would also only be for a season. But the Bible says in verse 26, "Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt." In other words, he believed God about what God had said. Amen. Now, all of this debunks a lot of the excuses that people try to give out for their being weak in faith. Amen. I want to say to you, it is possible to live the Christian life, even though all those around you are living like pagans. It is possible to live the Christian life in any culture. Amen. Often men excuse their failures by saying things such as this, well, preacher, everybody else is doing it. No friend, everybody else is not doing it, and even if they were, you don't have to do it. Amen. Amen. So many times people try to say, well, the reason I went that way is because that's the way everybody else went. Brother Steve had been teaching in the adult Sunday school class about Saul, King Saul, and how that he spared Agag and the sheep when God had said for them to destroy all of them. And Saul said that he only did that because that's what the people did. Can I tell you, friend, you ought to have enough gumption, you ought to have enough God, you ought to have enough backbone to stand up for what's right, even if everybody else is going the wrong way. Amen. Now, if that's the route you're going to go, you're going to follow the people, you're going to just do what they do, then friend, you're going to fail just like they fail. Amen. When you come to the end of life, you're going to have an empty bucket. You're going to have wood, hay, and stubble, nothing to show for it, because it's all going to be burned. Friend, faith does not need favorable circumstances in order to grow and thrive. Faith can grow and faith can thrive in the midst of hard and brutal and harsh circumstances. Faith can grow and thrive even in the midst of hostile and hated circumstances. Amen. I think about Joseph. We've looked at him. And, boy, you just think about so many that had hostility around them. Can I tell you that what really depends on whether or not you're going to live by God or for God by faith is whether or not you've received God's word in your heart. Amen. If you come, listen, you can come from an ungodly home. You may have been educated in an ungodly school. You may be employed in an ungodly workforce, but you can still walk by faith. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you can work in a brewery and you can work for a beer company, or you can work in a pornography industry, or you can work in a prostitution ring and still serve God. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I am saying that you can have heathens all around you. You can have heretics all around you and people that hate the Word of God and hate the things of God. And yet you can still stand and walk by faith. Moses did. Joseph did. Noah did. Enoch did, and I could go on and on. Amen. Nobody had a better excuse than Moses for not walking by faith. Amen. And yet there's no human being that has ever done a better job of walking by faith than Moses did. Moses was surrounded not only with heathendom, but Moses was surrounded by the luxuries of royalty. Moses was surrounded by the temptations of the love of money could have and by all that prestige and the power. And yet he had such strong faith that he eventually rejected all those royal privileges. He rejected all that lust and that lifestyle. He rejected that licentiousness and lasciviousness. Amen. And he chose rather to walk by faith. Amen. The fact that Moses possessed this faith and that he possessed it in such a great way is a testimony of the great value and the importance, friend, of a Christian home. You say, but I thought you just said that Moses was raised by an ungodly woman and an ungodly man. Yes, he was. But there's a few years in which Moses, there's 3 months, you remember, that he was hid from Pharaoh's presence. 3 months that he was with his mother and father. And then there was those few years while he was, before he was weaned, some say probably 2 years, maybe that at the most, that Moses was allowed to spend at his mother's side as Pharaoh's daughter paid her to nurse that child. Amen. Moses must have experienced an influence from that heart of that mother. Moses must have experienced the influence from the home of that godly mother and dad that left an imprint on him that the palace could not take away. Amen. Moses is an excellent example of faith. Such an excellent example that the writer of this book of Hebrews, when he's talking to these Hebrew Christians that have been struggling and hurting, he wrote to them in this great book, in this marvelous chapter, Moses did indeed obtain a good report because he walked by faith. Moses is a great inspiration to them. He's a great inspiration to you and I. Moses maintained his faith in the most adverse of circumstances. So could they. And friend, so can you and I. Well, I've run out of time. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow as we look at the second point of this message. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying, God bless you.